This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. A Wall Street Journal editorial, EPA's amphibious attack, points out that the Environmental Protection Agency's expansive new rule lets Washington regulate any creek or pothole. The agency's rewrite of the Clean Water Act does extend federal jurisdiction over millions of acres of private land, the editors noted. Congress should try to use its regulatory review powers to overturn the new rule, forcing members to show whose side they're on, the average landowners or the Washington Water Police, the editorial concluded. AFBF is reviewing the rule released by EPA, looking in particular at how it treats so-called ephemeral streams, ditches, small ponds, and isolated wetlands. A Farm Bureau-supported bill, H.R. 2510, was recently introduced in the House and would permanently extend 50% bonus depreciation. The bill also expands bonus depreciation to include fruit and nut-bearing plants with pre-productive periods of two or more years. The bill was introduced by Representative Pat Tabiri of Ohio and has garnered 23 original co-sponsors, including 20 members of the Ways and Means Committee. The legislation is expected to be the next extender bill taken up by the committee, with floor actions likely following shortly thereafter. The House has already passed legislation to permanently extend several other expiring tax provisions, including Section 179 small business expensing, the deduction for food donations, and the deduction for donating a conservation easement. The bills have been stalled in the Senate, where the Finance Committee is focusing on tax reform. Congress was clear in its intent regarding the Renewable Fuel Standard, AFBF President Bob Stallman said in a statement last week. Stallman said the United States can and should produce significantly more ethanol for the nation's cars and trucks than the EPA has proposed. He noted that the RFS has produced jobs, decreased reliance on imported oil, and contributed to cleaner air. The EPA recently released targets for the nation's RFS, which determines how much ethanol will be blended into the nation's gasoline supplies. The new requirements for 2015-2016 are 16.3 billion and 17.4 billion gallons, significantly short of the standard mandated by Congress. The EPA proposal is open for comment until July 27th, with the final rule expected by November 30th. AFBF is now accepting applications for the Rural Entrepreneurship Challenge. Entrepreneurs will compete for $145,000 in startup funds. Applications must be submitted by June 30th. The competition provides an opportunity for individuals to showcase ideas and business innovations being cultivated in rural regions of the United States. It is the first national business competition focused exclusively on rural entrepreneurs working on food and agriculture businesses. The competition timeline, detailed eligibility guidelines, and profiles of the 2015 finalist team are available at www.strongruralamerica.com/challenge. With increased numbers of vehicles and drivers, we need to know how to safely travel our nation's highways. So ask yourself the following. Do you effectively utilize your vehicle's safety equipment, such as lap and shoulder belts, head restraints, and the airbag system? How do you recognize and deal with impaired, distracted, or negligent drivers? What are the driving principles that can save your life? Have you ever wondered how you could deal with driving conditions, weather, road, traffic, etc., over which you have absolutely no control? With an aging population, how can older drivers adapt to our current and future highway environment? Are you interested in saving on travel expenses such as fuel, vehicle maintenance, and insurance costs? If you've ever considered any of these questions as a driver, then find the answers to these and many more traffic issues by enrolling in the Defensive Driving Course that is being offered June 9th and 10th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. The Macoupin County Farm Bureau will be sponsoring the presentation. The course is open to people 55 years of age and older who are Farm Bureau members. The registration fee of $15 covers course materials, instruction, and lunch both days. Those completing the course are eligible for a discount on their auto insurance, but they must attend both days to qualify. An examination is not required to complete the course or receive certification. This program was developed by the National Safety Council and is internationally recognized for its significant contribution to our nation's traffic safety effort. The course is very informative, entertaining, and current with the present program recently being updated to reflect today's driving standards and the environment. The instructor will be Doug Somers of Pekin, Illinois, who was a safety educator with Country Insurance and Financial Services for over 30 years. After his retirement from the insurance company, Doug started his own safety business, Summer Safety Sessions, which offers safety programs, seminars, and the defensive driving course. Reservations are required and class size is limited to 40. Act now to take advantage of this cost-saving traffic safety program and call the Macoupin County Farm Bureau at 217-854-2571 to make reservations. The Illinois Farm Bureau is once again asking its members to bring rural life into focus by taking and submitting pictures for the annual member photography contest. Picture Illinois, the 2015 member photo contest, is open to Illinois Farm Bureau members and their families. The contest is limited to photos taken in Illinois in 2013 or after by amateur photographers. Entrants can submit their photos into one of three categories, including looking up, fairs and festivals, and hidden history. The grand prize winner will receive $150, while three first place winners will receive $75 each. Three second place winners will receive $25 each, and the photo selected as member's choice at the Illinois Farm Bureau's 2015 annual meeting in December will receive $50. The contest runs from June 1st through November 1st, 2015. Winners will be announced in the spring 2016 issue of Partners Magazine and in Farm Week in January 2016. Employees and immediate family members of Illinois Farm Bureau and its affiliated companies are not eligible. To view previous winning photos, obtain the complete contest rules, and to enter online, go to www.ilfbphotos.org. The Macoupin County Fair is making changes to some of its livestock show rules due to state regulations. These changes include the times that show animals must be on the fairgrounds. All beef, swine, sheep, and meat goats now must be on the grounds for 72 hours. The 72-hour rule will only affect exhibitors at that show beef, swine, sheep, and meat goats. The Fair Board has made the following changes in accordance with state regulations. All swine must be checked in by Monday, June 15th at 8 p.m. Weigh-in will take place on Tuesday morning at 10 a.m. The swine show will be Wednesday, June 17th. All swine will be eligible for release on Thursday, June 18th at 8 p.m. All beef must be checked in by Wednesday, June 15th at 8 a.m. Steers will be weighted at 11 a.m. on Thursday, June 18th. The beef show will be Friday, June 19th, and all cattle will be eligible for release on Saturday, June 20th at 8 a.m. All sheep must be checked in by Sunday, June 14th at noon. Weigh-in will be Tuesday, June 16th at 8 a.m. The sheep show will take place on Tuesday, June 16th. All sheep will be eligible for release on Wednesday, June 17th at noon. Meat goats must be checked in by Wednesday, June 15th at 6 p.m. The goat show will take place on Saturday, June 20th. All goats will be eligible for release Saturday at 6 p.m. If an exhibitor has any further questions about the livestock shows, please contact the Macoupin County Fair Office at 217-854-9422 or refer to the Macoupin County website at www.macoupincountyfair.org. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day and God bless America.